Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to another great night of Astral Mind 2012. I am your host with Roy. Roy, are you there?
Yes, Adrian, I'm here, and we want to welcome back all our longtime callers and listeners, and looking forward to another great night of Astral Mind 2012. And what's on the agenda for tonight, Adrian?
Well, tonight I'd like to talk a little bit about the story cubes. For anybody that's ever heard of story cubes, what it's about these dice that that they were using in China with a lot of children, and they would roll the dice, and every cube had a different story, different storyline, and it was basically meant to be a game at first, just like the tarot, just like I was talking about last time about how the tarot just became a game. And they were using these dice to, program children in their subconscious mind to access their imagination and to use their imagination to actually to read the future. And I also believe that it's also a huge deprogrammer because it helps to identify what the situation is on a more deeper level, just like the tarot, but it goes into a little more deeper aspect of your imagination, and it basically breaks a lot of barriers, subconscious barriers that we suppress back when we were children, and it would help to deprogram the mind. And so energetically, I feel like it brings out a lot of creativity, a lot of imagination, and a lot of manifestation, and it helped to break a lot of barriers. Just like, you know, the soul collages, when you pick out a magazine and you pick an object, you know, and what does it represent to you? How does that stand out to you? How does identifying something break a barrier? And so when we identify something, it breaks, it basically breaks, not just breaks barriers, but it also helps to give clarity and to identify what the problem is. So energetically, it also helps in that way as well. It deprograms you energetically. So is there anything that you'd like to add with that, Roy?
I just wanted to mention on the soul collages, those that don't know, you know, a lot about it. When you go online and, you know, look up soul collages, and they'll go into a lot of detail. But soul collage is similar to a collage. You're using different pictures out of magazines. And what you do is you pick out the pictures that stand out to you. And, you know, you really don't have to look too deep into it. There's something about those pictures that you can relate to. And those pictures that you pick, those are the archetypes that will be working with you. And as you start placing these pictures together into a collage, each one tells a story of what, you know, you would subconsciously be, you know, been experiencing with that, you know, in your life. And I just wanted to share. Is there any more, Agent?
Well, and it's so interesting that how we can interact with those realities, just like the story cubes and the soul collages. And the soul collage also goes very deep into the soul, which is why they call it soul collage. Because you're not only just picking out the picture, and again, you know, you're identifying and deprogramming. And so that will also help to connect with your God mind, your higher self. It'll also help for you to break a lot of barriers. And again, you know, you are the story and creator of your life. You are the God image of creation. And so you are part of that oneness. So, you know, there is no other God image but you. And so it is definitely a mere reflection of your inner self, and it is very powerful. And it can also be used in remote viewing as well, when you do start doing a lot of channeling. And anybody can do it. You know, anybody can be psychic and anybody can channel. And it's a very powerful tool to activate your psychic ability, just like the tarot. And I just wanted to add that to the people that want to, you know, begin to understand what that means, divination. It looks like we do have a lot of callers waiting, so let's go ahead and start with our first caller from the 856 area, and we'll go ahead and take some psychic readings tonight. 856, you're on the air. Are you there, Roy?
Yeah. Why don't you go ahead with the next caller?
All right. Let's go to the next caller from the 561 area. You're on the air.
Hello.
Hi. And what's your name and where are you from?
Tracy, Florida.
And we welcome you to our show, Tracy. And how can we help you?
Somebody be coming in for love for me, please.
Okay, and Tracy, are you in a relationship currently?
No.
You are?
No, I'm not.
Okay, and are you currently having problems, communication?
No.
Okay, so you just kind of want to see, you want an overlook on how that looks?
Yes.
Okay. And do you mind giving this person's first name so I can connect with his energy?
I don't have anyone.
You don't have anyone?
No, I do not.
Okay. Well, the first person I'm picking up, and you're going to be meeting this person around June time, between April and you'll be meeting this person around April is what I'm picking up. And I do see you in here. I see you in a long-term relationship between April and June. And this person is a soulmate. And I'm picking up the word David. You're going to meet a David. And this person is, I'm picking up that this person goes to school. And this is going to sound interesting because I just watched a movie that I was thinking of. This person's into music, and it just kind of came to me subconsciously. And this person is also going to school. He's into the musical arts, and his name is David, and he's basically, he likes to move around a lot. I pick up this person likes to move around a lot. He loves travel. He loves nature. And he's very spiritual. That's what I see about this person. Good health. He's been hurt a lot. He's been in a lot of relationships. And it's interesting that I bring up musical arts because I was watching a movie called Whiplash. And it was just, you know, a couple of days ago I was watching this movie. And so I don't know, I just kind of subconsciously I'm picking up that he's into music. And his life evolves around music. And so when he meets you, I feel like there's going to be an instant deja vu. It's going to be a very instant deja vu, what I'm picking up. Like he's known you before.
Oh, yeah.
I feel like you're not a very picky person, but you you do have a lot of standards when it comes to communication and commitment, you know, to knowing what you want in a guy, that knowing what he wants in a guy. And someone who is not lazy. This person is definitely not lazy. And he knows what he wants. It's just that he's been tripped up and he hasn't had the chance to express himself. So, yeah, and he is outgoing. I see he is very outgoing. And I just see that you are desperately looking for somebody, and this person will be very emotionally attached. Is there anything you want to add to that, Roy?
I'm getting this person into sports also. He could even be, you know, into baseball. Are you sports minded?
No.
But this will be something, you know, that will be good for both of you, because the energy that he has, you know, he'll want you to, you know, be able to get out and you know, spend some time in the outdoors and stuff. And he loves the outdoors. And how about you?
Yeah, I like the outdoors.
Okay, so, you know, this will be something, you know, that will be a good adventure for both of you, and this is what my guides are telling me. And main thing is, you know, focus on, you know, the kind of person, you know, that you want to meet, and all the good qualities and everything that you're looking for, and the universe will, you know, provide this for you.
Okay.
I just wanted to share that with you. Is there any more, Adrian?
Another thought that just came to me when you said sports, I was also picking up, and it just flashed in my mind, I just wanted to tell you, is basketball. He's really into basketball. Mm-hmm. And you are correct, he is definitely into sports, especially in the summertime. In the winter, he likes to hibernate. He's also very independent, but right now he's living with his family. That's what I'm picking up. I'm seeing family. I'm picking up spirituality, but I'm not sure if he's either Christian or spiritual. That's what I'm picking up. And if you would like to follow up with our reading, just email me at pathfinder255@gmail.com, and we'd like to hear confirmation. And we do have a lot of callers ahead of us, and I hope that helped you.
Thank you.
You're
very welcome.
Let's go ahead with the next caller now, Ethan.
All right, let's go to the next caller from the 951 area. You're on the air.
Hello, how's it going?
Good, how are you, and what's your name, and where are you from?
Hi, this is David from California.
And we welcome you to our show. David, how can we help you?
Well, I wanted to see about my love life.
How's your relationship been in the...
Well, not too good.
Okay, what I'm getting is that you've been sort of trashed on by some of these women that, you know, you've come in contact with. Is that pretty much how you've been feeling?
Yeah.
And
I think I'm just too nice of a guy.
And that's interesting, because I had a close friend one day tell me when I was younger that, and that was some of the problems that she saw in my relationship, was that I was too much of a nice guy.
You know, I think my life motto is the nice guys always finish last.
Yeah. But, you know, not only that you finish last, but you'll find that, you know, by being patient, you know, the universe will reward you for, you know, for being a nice guy.
Well, I do like, I always relate to the story of the tortoise and the hare.
Right.
And like, I'm a tortoise.
Yeah.
I do feel I'm going to meet somebody, and the right person, and I'm open. My heart is open to it.
Yeah. Do you know how the law of attraction works?
I've seen a movie about it.
But the. Remember the movie The Secret?
Yeah.
Now, the law of attraction works pretty much that same way. You have to see it, reject it, expect it, and collect it.
Now,
I just wanted to share that with you.
Do you guys believe in speaking it and it'll come to you if you keep saying it every day?
Oh, yeah. It, not only are me and my son both, you know, readers, but we're hypnotists also.
Yeah. I went to a hypnotist show, and that totally changed my perspective on life. And I feel like maybe I've been programmed to be, like, sort of too nice, like maybe a pushover, and I could change it.
Well, the whole thing is whatever you program the subconscious mind into doing, it's going to respond to that and, you know, do whatever you want it to do. You know, main thing is you have to keep, you know, saying it over and over, over and over. It's either first thing in the morning, when you wake up, or right before you fall asleep, you just tell the, you know, subconscious mind whatever, you know, whatever you want to program it. It's all about our programming.
Like visually.
Yeah. Are you, can you visually, are you good at visualization?
Yeah, pretty good. I just, another thing is, I get a lot of, people think I'm homosexual, but I don't think so. I'm attracted to women, and I think I'm just, I don't know.
Main thing is you have to, you know, whatever your higher self, you know, you have to work along with your intuition, you have to work with your higher self, you have to allow the universe, you know, to bring that special, you know, person to you. All we are is just an instrument, you know, of God, and God's the one who, you know, brings these special people to us.
Do you see somebody for, like, come for me? Like,
yeah.
Do you guys see something? Yeah.
Have you ever, here's a good one now. Have you ever watched a movie called Serendipity?
No, I've heard of it. I haven't seen it.
If you get a chance, you could probably even go on YouTube and watch it. I think it's available there. But what it is, it's about a guy who meets a girl, you know, by chance, and they get to be with each other, and then all of a sudden, you know, he had to go somewhere, or she had to go somewhere, and he didn't get her phone number, so she wrote the number and put it into a book and said that she was going to, you know, have it at a bookstore. So he never thought he would see her again. One day he went to buy the book, and her number was in that book. And they were able to meet, and then later they were able to get married. But
that's
how the universe works.
That's awesome, and that's pretty cool you mentioned that, because I feel I'm supposed to write like a book, and part of my motivation is thinking that maybe it'll attract the girl.
Oh yeah.
And that's why I kind of come on the blog talk to see if I can get inspired, and I came across you. And I thank you. Thank you for getting me on.
There's no coincidences. You know, you came on for a reason, and you had to hear a message, and this was the message for you. Adrian, is there anything you want to add?
Well, my guides are telling me that you're on the right path. You know, and something did trigger you to come on the show tonight. And, you know, energetically, there's a lot of things that are affecting us. You know, and that's just, you know, part of the cake of what is going on with law of attraction. But I think a lot of energetically things have been put on us without us knowing, you know, consciously of what's going on. And it could even be from past lives. And, you know, we do a lot of energetic clearing. And a lot of the things that I'm getting from your energy is that you need to ask your higher self, what is it that you're supposed to learn so that you can be in a relationship and be with the right person? And which is why you feel like, you know, right now you're kind of running in a circle. You're spinning in a circle like a top. And so, because I feel like you haven't reached what you're supposed to be doing on a spiritual level and what you're supposed to be attracting. And so once you start getting into that area in your life where your life has meaning and you're happy with yourself, then you'll start to attract the kind of relationship you want to attract. And so, and by staying away from negative people, that's one step, because all they'll do is just, you know, draw you in a direction you don't want to go, and that's what you'll attract. So that's the feeling I get. And so you know, take this time to really think about what you're supposed to be doing spiritually. And how you're going to help humanity, because it'll pay off in the end. Is what I'm picking up.
Yeah, I feel like I know what to do. I just don't apply it. And I think
I just wanted to,
is I need to really put the effort.
I want to share something with you. I pulled a card. And this is interesting. It's called the shadow card. And what's around you is manipulate. And in the middle, it's showing a price tag and sale above it. And what this represents is a value bargain, selling oneself short, shopping or selling self-worth. And what is my value? Just like Adrian mentioned, you know, you have to do some soul searching. You know, you have to, you know, remember who you are
and why we're here. And, you know, and the universe is going to send you, you know, your just reward. Main thing is, you know, it sounds like what my guides are telling me is that you need to find your soulmate or your twin flame. Then you'll find the right kind of relationship that you want. And this will be a long-term relationship. I just wanted to share that with you.
Thank you. Thank you for your time. And you guys do a wonderful job. Keep it up.
Thank you. And let's go ahead, Adrian, with the next caller now.
Okay, let's go to the next caller. From the 760 area, you're on the air.
Hello.
Hello, and what's your name and where are you from?
I'm Kathy from California.
Kathy, we welcome you to our show tonight, and how can we help you?
Well, I have a question I've been very curious about. For years, people have been telling me this, that someone's very close and that I'm going to, you know, just instantly fall and have this person walk into my life. I've heard this for like 5 years and nothing, no one's ever came. I want to know what it is that people are seeing. I don't get it.
Well, first of all, I just wanted to mention what I pick up is that you're running into a lot of people that are psychically picking up broadcasting from, you know, probably from other people's consciousness. And they're probably giving you truth, or they're probably picking up what I like to call holographic inserts. And holographic inserts are being broadcasted through people who are, you know, telepathic or empathic. They're so sensitive to that energy that they're being falsely shown these images. And so every time when somebody picks up on something, they're not giving truth because of that reason. So consciously, they're just picking up things that are being broadcasted to them. Subconsciously. So that's what they're seeing.
Okay.
And so the smoke screen behind that, that's what's going on behind the scenes. But basically, your higher self is what connects to, you know, the truth. And so if they're not connecting to their higher self, and they're just, all they're getting is broadcasting and, you know, or they're getting holographic inserts. And so that's why nothing's ever coming into fruition for you. You know, they might be seeing an image that is just the broadcast thing, and there may not even be somebody that's even coming. And then you're waiting and waiting and waiting, and they're just false promises, you know. So that's
right.
What they're picking up. But I do see someone coming, but I don't see them coming magically, like they were talking about, into your life.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like this person you will be meeting will be coming, but it won't happen the way they say it's going to happen. It's like you're going to have to work hard into it, and you're going to have to seek it and search it. That's what they're showing me. Otherwise, you'll just keep waiting and waiting and waiting. Nothing will ever happen. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
And there is no mission. There is no spiritual mission for a lot of people, but they also have to, like Roy said, they have to soul search, and they have to do the work. They have to energetically get a lot of the programming off of them first. So, because the universe don't discriminate. It's just going to send what you order. And a lot of the times, they don't send what you order because of all the broadcasting that you're sending off. So, and a lot of times, like I said, you won't get truth because of that reason. And a lot of readers are running into that problem. because they have a lot of programming themselves that they haven't cleared up. And so in order to get truth, you have to really connect with your higher self. And a lot of the times you might hit, 50-50, and not every psychic is going to be 100% accurate because of that reason. But my suggestion is you need to do a lot of energetic work from what I'm picking up. A lot of the broadcasting, a lot of the spiritual attacks that we're getting now, I call it shifting. That's what, because they're shifting our frequency. So that's where it's all at right there. A lot of it's our programming. Something energetically is slowing you down, and that's why nothing has happened yet. Is there anything you want to share of that, Roy?
I just wanted to add to that that I'm getting that you're going through a spiritual growth right now. And a lot of it is, how would you like to be appreciated? What's interesting, I pulled a card on the shadow card, and it's showing a cash register. And I'll go ahead and, read, what it says about the cash register. It says, is money issues on the path? Obstacle is empty, self-worth, and value. Issue of self-worth is an empty obstacle. How can I bankroll my journey? Do any of these issues relate to what we're talking about?
Well, I have my own business, and I am very money focused because we just came out of a very hard time. So, yeah. But I think my self-worth is pretty high.
Okay. So what I'm getting at, it'll be more focused on the spiritual, because the spiritual is what's going to not only help, with your business, but along with your relationships also.
Right.
Yeah.
Now, that's really odd that you bring that up, because for the last 3 months,
yeah,
I started meditating a lot.
Yeah.
I started meditating. I felt that that's a very strong need right now.
And I think that has to do with, like,
heart attack growth, yeah.
I think that a lot of that has to do with, like, looking outside of the box instead of looking inside of the box.
Yeah.
And so my guides are telling you
that too.
Yeah, a lot of my guides are telling me that a lot of times we look for answers outside of the box instead of on the inside of the box. And so the inside has a lot to do with our spiritual growth, and a lot of it also has to do with tapping into our higher selves, because there's so much false doctrine out there, false
right.
prophets, that they're getting all this stuff because they're looking outside of themselves instead of looking inside of themselves.
Yeah,
so,
that's what I've been, that's funny, because that is like, because I live in California and I'm going to go home. I want to finally go home to Oregon.
Because
okay. I'm not satisfied anymore. I need to go home. It's not so much about, it's time to go home.
Right.
I mean, just a lot of different things. I mean, it just, yeah. I understand that completely.
Mm-hmm. I think that's what's going on.
It's just all about growth right now, isn't it?
It is.
Mm-hmm.
It's about seeking out truth and growth and clarity, knowing about ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Personal love, unconditional love. To me, I think it's all happening on a spiritual level, if you want to know the truth.
I love that.
I think that's I think that's what's going on.
Yeah, because that's the most important of all anyway.
Well, yeah.
Right.
That to me is, that is the depth of love. So that is good. I like that. So, yeah, I just...
Yeah.
Yeah.
I was really curious about, you know, and I'm like, okay, you know, and lo and behold, nothing ever happened. I'm like, you know, years after years, and it's like, no. And people would just off the wall say it, you know, and I'm like, no. And it was like, oh, yeah, this is, I'm like, well, there's nobody around, you know. And the thing was, is I wasn't even looking. And it was just like, okay. And then when I was like, no, I want to ask.
I have a question for you. Do
mm-hmm.
you feel that mixed messages have been being given?
Yeah, because, nice. But what I always thought was really weird, this was the most strangest thing of all, is when they would, like, you know, identify the person, they'd always say, yeah, it's a man with two kids, he's got dark hair, curly. I mean, they almost got, it was almost identical every time they would describe this person. It was really weird.
So they would get confirmation.
Yeah, I mean, but it was like 8 or 9 people probably got the same description.
Sounds like a twin flame to me.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Because twin flames sound,
always...
twin flames are very distant.
What do you mean?
What I mean is, like, usually when you find your twin flame, they're always distant. And until that very moment when you're ready to meet is when you get hit by the lightning bolt. But you have to develop your psychic ability, your intuition, to connect with that person. And any other reader that you go to that connects with your twin flame will not be able to read them, because it's a sacred contract that you made with you and your twin that no other person will be able to read them but you. And sometimes your gifts are blocked energetically.
Mm.
And this goes back to programming.
Okay.
I even have a friend that, you know, she wants me to constantly read her twin flame, and I keep telling her, Sharon, you know, this is a sacred contract. I can't
right.
do it. Since I am a contract holder, me and my dad, I can energetically read him because he'll allow me to. But anybody else
okay.
that you go to, they're going to keep getting false information because they can't read him. They'll see him,
but they could.
But they
they'll
can't read
see
him.
Well, it's so weird.
Right.
And that would be why he would be so close, huh?
Right.
Because they see him.
Yep.
Really? Yeah, because I just thought it was so bizarre. You know? It was
uh-huh.
just bizarre. Well, now that you've explained it, it's not bizarre at all. But it's just
now
bizarre.
It makes sense.
I mean, how could... Yeah, because how many people could identify the guy? And they kept
yep.
saying the same thing. And one of my friends... She's a great card reader, and she's just like, blah, 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 blah. I'm like, no. And she's like, no. It's going to happen. It's like, okay. And here, lo and behold, that's like, okay. I don't know who this person is. But everybody
yep.
seems to see him except for me.
And it's not hard for them to see, but to read them, that's another story. You know, like you kept asking them, well, when do you see him? And they keep saying, well, I see him on this day, or I see him on this day, or I see him on... And it never happens. That's the reason why it
no.
don't happen.
Yeah, because it's just so close.
They're being shown
like,
holographic inserts.
Right. Well, thank
so,
you. That makes sense. Now I know what it is.
Exactly. See, once you identify
well,
it, you can just send it up to your higher self and your oversoul and just vanquish it, you know?
Mm-hmm.
And it will activate for you. Because
okay.
you see, now you've identified.
Yeah. I was like, I don't know. I don't know where this person is. and stuff, but that also goes in with the spiritual growth I'm on right now too.
Bingo. Yep. That's
yeah.
all tied in with your oversoul.
Well, then I guess I'm on the right path. I just keep doing what I'm doing.
I just wanted to share something real quick. Like, I just pulled a card, and it's interesting because it's two people watching the sunset and sunrise. And
wow.
I'll go ahead and tell you what that means. Passage of time, completion, and beginning. Watching transitions over water, emotion. How can I be a companion to myself?
Wow.
And that's a lot of